a conversation with Pat Mahlangu from Pat on Brands and Lindo Tau from Time Bank. And we're going to be discussing Time Bank, what exactly they're up to, and how they can be of use to you as a UJ student. Pat Mahlangu.
Yeah, boo.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks to yourself.
I'm fantastic. So Pat on Brands has decided to do some work with Time Bank.
Yep.
What brought this about?
So pretty much Time Bank wanted to get the students to know about them and obviously to open Time Bank account.
Yes.
For various reasons, you know, without taking away much from what the person from Time Bank is going to speak about.
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic product for students, particularly if you don't make a lot of money and you don't have money to pay for bank charges and you want to make or earn more money through your bank.
Yeah.
You know? So this is a fantastic product that students can benefit from.
Why did you feel Pat on Brands should partner with Time Bank? In getting the students aware of Time Bank.
I mean, Pat on Brands is all about allowing brands to get a pat, or enabling brands rather to get a pat in the market, you know. And I don't think they would have found a better partner to do this, you know, than Pat on Brands, you know.
Yes.
I'm very familiar with the student market, particularly the UJ community, you know. So it makes a lot of sense that I partnered with them, or they partnered with me, because they're like client, you know.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
Absolutely love that. So let's get into our conversation with Lindo Tau, who is from Time Bank. Lindo, welcome to the Urban Brunch.
Thank you so much.
Are you well?
I am very well. And you?
I'm fantastic. So let's get into the discussion regarding Time Bank.
Sure.
What is Time Bank, and how can students then open a Time Bank account?
Okay. So in its simplest form, I'd say Time Bank is a bank, but it's a digitally smart bank.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is that we do not have branches, so you will never, ever, ever see a Time Bank branch anywhere.
Okay.
You'll never see a Time Bank ATM, physical ATM.
Mm-hmm.
But what you will see is when you walk into a Pick and Pay and Boxer, you will see kiosks.
Okay.
And those kiosks are actually how we define ourselves as digital, because on those kiosks, you can open your account. No documentation needed. All we need is your fingerprint.
Okay.
Because we use biometrics.
Nice.
And we need
no
your...
filling in of documents.
No bambiri. Just your fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you need to know your ID number. So, I mean, I heard you ask the question, how do students apply? But even Gogos apply. So Gogos will normally have their ID with them.
Yes.
Because they don't know the ID number. And then what's also important is that you also need to have your cell phone, because we authenticate your number to make sure that going forward you get bank notifications, etc.
Okay.
What's great about today and tomorrow is that we actually are at the UJ Auckland Park campus. So we have our kiosks there. Students can go there to open up their accounts. That's how easy it is.
I like that. And I love the fact that, you know, you're more digitally based, because that's essentially where we're headed. Now
we
don't want pens. Be looking for pens. We don't want that, which is absolutely amazing and something that students can actually resonate with.
Absolutely.
So you've made mention of the fact that we won't see branches, we won't see ATMs, but we will have a kiosk at certain retail outlets.
Yeah.
But then after having opened the account, how then does it work? How do I transact? How do I then use you know, my banking facilities?
Yeah. Very easy, very simple. So first of all, the whole basis of Time Bank and the reason why we don't have branches is because we built on the purpose of wanting to include everyone.
Okay.
So financial inclusion is what drives us. And the reason I'm stating that is because we try our best to make sure that accessing banking is as simple as possible.
Nice.
So in that same Pick and Pay and Boxer, where you can open your account, you can actually deposit money at the till.
Lovely.
You can actually withdraw money at the till. And on top of that, we have internet banking. We have what we call a smart app, which is just an app that you download, a Time Bank app that you download. And on the app, you can literally do everything. So
nice.
You can EFT money, you can buy airtime, you can buy electricity, you can send money, you can save money. So it's literally all the transactional needs that a customer has. Mm. You can do it on the app. You can walk into a Pick n Pay, Boxer, and withdrawals are free.
Nice.
You can even use your card at another bank's ATM. But obviously,
at what cost?
But I was about to say, yeah. But obviously, we don't tell our customers, we don't advise our customers to do that because it's costly. Mm. But again, it's still the cheapest in the country.
Nice.
And that's the other thing about us. We are the cheapest, and I can say that confidently. You can go and do competitor analysis.
Okay.
We'll come up tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which actually brings me to my next question, because I would then understand Time Bank to be a direct competitor of Capitec Bank, because they were also now going on about their, you know, the bank with the lowest rates and all of that. And here Time Bank is like, you thought, you know?
Yeah.
So what would you then say makes Time Bank better than all these other banks that we tend to struggle with?
I think for me, firstly, no monthly fees.
Nice.
So what you put in, if you put in 50 rand in your account, next month it's not 54 and 50.
Okay.
You know that, or it's not, sorry, not 50, but 44 and 50.
Yeah.
You know, other banks, like sometimes there's just 2 rand taken there and you don't even know what it is. For us, we're very transparent. We don't have monthly fees, and we do have most of our transactional offers are actually also free.
Nice.
So there's a lot of free. So if you pick up our leaflet, you'll just see free, 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 free. And I can tell you why that is. It's because we don't have branches. Branches are costly.
Yes.
So because we don't have branches, we can actually afford to give cheaper services.
Okay.
So that's what makes us different. And even for the things that we do charge for. So for example, we spoke about ATM withdrawals. We have to charge because it's not our ATM. So we have to pay the other bank, right? But still, it's still the cheapest and lowest fee.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very enticing. But you made mention of the fact that should we ever need to deposit or, you know, make physical transactions, then we'd need to go to a Pick n Pay and Boxer store.
Yeah.
Why did you choose these stores as partners?
So earlier on, I mentioned that our purpose is built on financial inclusion and including everyone.
Mm.
So Pick n Pay as a group, it actually gave us footprint across the country.
Okay.
Right? So if you think about rural areas, for example, where a family would need to catch like 3 taxis in order to go to a town so that they can go to a bank, they actually pass a lot of boxes on their way to town. So now partnering with Pick n Pay and Boxer has allowed us that footprint to spread ourselves across the country. We have just over 750 stores, which is 750 branches, essentially.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, one store probably has about 20 tills. So our customers in one store can stand in 20, like they can use any of the tills.
Yeah.
Unlike taking 3 taxis, going to a bank, you get there, there's a long queue, you're going to spend the long. So that's why we've gone with Pick n Pay and Boxer, because it allowed us that footprint.
Absolutely love that. We're having a discussion with Lindo Tau from Time Bank. Do you have any questions that you would love to ask us? Send us a tweet at UJFM, hashtag The Urban Brunch, or your voice notes are welcome on 0817255228. When we get back, we continue our conversations and we pose your questions to Lindo.